Good morning, afternoon, or night, whenever you happen to be listening to this, I hope you are having a wonderful day. This is In Progress, a devotional podcast. Here's a little fact about me. I do not like going to the doctors. It is my least favorite place to be, and if it were up to me, I wouldn't go. If I'm not feeling well, I'll deal with it. I'll take some medicine and basically play chicken with whatever illness I have to see who blinks first, because I'm determined it won't be me. Now, don't get me wrong, I'll go to the doctors, but it usually takes more than a headache or a cold to get me there, and never willingly. What can I say? I don't like hospitals, I don't like clinics, and I don't like going to the dentist either, and I know I'm not the only one out there. Unlike me, there's a man named Bartimaeus in Mark chapter 10 who had no qualms about getting the healing he needed from Jesus. In fact, Mark says, when he heard that it was Jesus from Nazareth, he shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many people told the man to stop, but he shouted even louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Not only did this man call out to Jesus when he was told to be quiet, he got louder. He wasn't about to let the challenges of his life as a blind man and a beggar keep him from meeting with Jesus. He was going to get Jesus' attention, and nobody was going to stop him. As soon as Jesus called him over, verse 50 says, he jumped up, threw off his coat, and ran to Jesus. He ran. You'll never see that kind of excitement and energy from me on the way to the doctor. Then again, you know, I'm not a blind beggar. Now, I know Mark is talking about physical healing, but the same thing applies to our spiritual lives. Sometimes we get so caught up in life and trying to do life on our own that we forget to get a spiritual checkup or to do a spiritual check-in. And what ends up happening is we get stressed, start losing sleep, we get moody, overwhelmed, and in the back of our minds, we know what we need to do to feel better. We know that we need to just make time that evening to pray and get into the Word. We know that we should just call our accountability partner so that they can pray for us and with us. We know we should be taking time to meet with God and just cast our cares on Him. But sometimes we just keep pushing through until we get to a point where we feel like we've pushed through so far that how can we possibly stop and ask God for help now? It's my mess, so I gotta get myself out of it. And then when I figured it out, I can get back to God and not feel awful. How easily we let our pride get in the way. And oftentimes it's really a subtle buildup. One challenge comes up and we handle it. Then the next comes up and we handle that one. And then another and another. Each one met with our own personal mantra of, I can do this. I can do this. That is, of course, until we can't. This is a trap that a lot of us fall into. It's one that doesn't just affect our patience, sleep, or attitude. It affects our relationship with God. We allow ourselves to get to a point where we would rather deal with the stress or the emotional drain or mental fatigue than to just stop and be vulnerable before the Lord because we've messed up somewhere along the way. We should have included Him in every detail from the beginning, but we took off running and never stopped. That's pride. Bartimaeus had absolutely no pride keeping him back from getting his checkup and healing from Jesus. He shouted and ran as soon as he had the chance. His physical condition, his social status, the stress of being lost in the shuffle of life, at the mercy of life, did not keep him from Jesus. He threw his pride to the side like he did his coat. Whatever your day is like today, whatever your week has been like, stop. Just stop. Check in with your Father. Ask Him to forgive you for not starting things off with Him first. Ask Him to forgive you for not including Him in every aspect of your day and week. And ask Him to forgive you for not stopping sooner because your pride got in the way. Be willing to be vulnerable enough to admit that you were wrong, that you need Him every step of the way. Don't wait until it's too late. And then ask Him to heal you of the damage your pride has done to you. The sleepless nights, the short temper, the loss of appetite, whatever it is, don't let your pride get in the way of your healing and your meeting with Christ. As always, thanks for listening, keep up the faith walk, and remember, we are all in progress. Peace.